refreshed, to be restored, to be renewed. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference is coming up. Save the date. Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. You'll want to bring your mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends to this weekend of worship, teaching, fellowship, and more. The theme is the authentic woman embracing who you are, the resurrected woman.
I'm expecting so much for God. I want all the healing. I want all the joy. I want all the laughter. And then I want my cup to run over so that then it began to splash on you. Because that's what the Lord is doing.
Returning as our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women, and it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies, so save the date now, Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd, Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. May registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet into the image of our. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
When we say delayed but not denied, we might say, then why the wait? If you ain't denying me, why do I have to wait? Amen. Right? You ever felt like that? You know, we went on a little road trip to drop one of our granddaughters off, and we had the little ones. We had little ones with us, and one of them in particular kept asking, "Are we there yet? Where are we?" I said, "Orlando, Orlando." Where's Orlando? Sometimes in our mind and our heart, we want answers to some questions. But God has a reason for delay. Divine delay. There can be a number of reasons behind the delay. God knows best. Right? Everything He works for us works together for good. Amen. He doesn't overload us with things that will destroy us. You know, sometimes when we're acting foolishly, prosperity will destroy a foolish person. Amen. Amen. Take a look at the history of people that have won the lottery. Amen. Came out of poverty to great, great wealth. Many times lives destroyed. Amen. Because there was no delay. So sometimes your delay is protecting you. Amen. God is preserving you. And at the same time, He's doing a work in you. Amen. Amen. Let's take a quick look back at what transformation is. Because the delay, 99.99% of the time, has to do with God transforming you. He has a blessing that He's prepared for you, but in the time of delay, often God is preparing you. Amen. For the blessing. Amen. Amen. You see, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It ain't money. Amen. You want to get rid of your money? I tell you, bring it right here. You love of money. Well, bring it out. The love of it is. Money, ain't nothing evil about money. Amen. Some saints act like money's evil. All the evilness. No, nothing evil about money. It's the love of it that causes all the vice and the strife and the evil around it. So keep that in mind. So God has to prepare you for increase so that increase doesn't overwhelm you. Amen. 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 We may oftentimes think we're ready for something. Amen. Tell somebody God knows best. When I first spoke a word for the Lord I think I was 18 or 19 years old. Just gotten born again and was in a Bible study. A lot of people, about 500 people, and a bunch of us had 7 minutes to say something. And I used about five of them. But when I did, the Lord blessed that. And actually, people stood up and standing ovation. I'm thinking, what they clapping at, eh? But the preacher came next Sunday and spoke something to me. Now, women don't get offended at this. This is what he told me. Because they were saying, that's a teacher. That's a, you know, all of this. And he came over and said, he came down in the middle of a message, came down and came over. I was sitting on this side. He came down and came down in front. In the middle of a message, said, young man, don't let any of these women get you in a hurry. Amen. Now, that goes for men too, but I'm just saying this is what he told me, all right? That's what he said. Because, you know, people get you out in the parking lot and say, hey. You got it. Right? So you got to watch them parking lot prophets. But that's what he told me. Don't get in a hurry. That's about, don't get in a hurry. Don't get in a hurry. There's a circadian rhythm to your body. And there's a frequency that comes from heaven. It's a cadence. It's a rhythm. Jesus, if you watch his life, he moved in that. He wasn't moved by people. He wasn't moved by crowds. He wasn't moved by his enemy. He was moved by Holy Spirit. And therefore, he was always in the right place at the right time. Remember the first time he spoke in the synagogue and said, this day has this scripture been fulfilled in your hearing. And his hometown folk got up in arms. And they dragged him. They brought him out to the side of a cliff and were going to throw him over the cliff. But he knew his time wasn't yet. Amen. See, until it's your time. Amen. Amen. I said, until it's your time, stop being scared. Amen. You know you got some miles left on you. Amen. And you know if you've truly saved, you know it ain't time yet. Amen. He knew it wasn't time. He walked right out of the midst of them. They couldn't touch him. Even though they wanted to, they couldn't touch him. So transformation, what we want to establish in our heart and in our mind, understand that true transformation is warfare. It doesn't always, as a matter of fact, seldomly does it come easily. Why is that? Because it's a warfare to dethrone thoughts and reasonings that have shaped and fashioned you. Sometimes you're still governed by things that were spoken to you when you were a little child. Amen. Somebody told you something. Somebody did something to you. Somebody abused you. So you have this trauma that you carry, and it's governing your mind. You're saved. But it's hindering your goodness. It's hindering your destiny. The true you. I tell the story all the time. I won't get into detail about the time I was in Massachusetts working at the, I call it an asylum. I don't even remember what it was, but I call it an asylum because the people in it were crazy. And they put me with one that was really, really had a lot of trauma. And she's about this tall. And nobody would, I just was working part-time. I was playing ball at school. I just want some change to get, you know. At school, they'll starve you, but I want to get some change to get some stuff, you know. And so I started working there and didn't know that they were assigning me to someone that everybody was afraid of. I said, hey, this little old lady out here, 12 hours on you, sit up, watch TV, make sure she go over and eat. She wouldn't eat. One day, many of you have heard this story. One day, up on the second floor in the room there watching TV, I looked over at her and I could see the devil. And she slapped the devil out of me. Hard. If the grace of God didn't break my jaw, she slapped, I'm telling you, if the devil was in me, he'd have come out. She slapped me hard, scared me too, made me mad too, but I wouldn't go bother. Because I had heard afterwards that she had broke somebody's arm. She had thrown a guy, this little, yeah, this child thrown somebody across the room. She had been burned at age 5, I found out. And you could see, I mean, it was bad burns from her neck over her entire body. Her face was not burned. So there was trauma. Long story short, the Holy Spirit took 3 days to convince me to go back to that job. I wasn't going back. That's what I thought. I'm out. Oh, no. I went back. Yeah, I did. And when she came to open the door, she looked different. I said, Pep. She never talked. She just kind of looked up. Took over to the mess hall. She ate. First time she would eat. I mean, she'd look up at me while she was eating, like her attention was toward me. While we were sitting watching TV, I'm watching, you know. Me watch. We watch the TV. I glanced over at her. Instead of seeing the devil, I saw a 5-year-old. She was 35 years old. I looked at her eyes. I saw a 5-year-old trapped. Amen. Trapped in that body. A little innocent 5-year-old. From the time she was burned, she never went any further. See, this is what transformation is about. No matter how trapped we have been, amen, how limited our past may have been, the Bible says that we are not to be conformed to this world, the limitations that people, or that yourself, or that society, or even your past have put upon you. Amen. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may what? Prove with a life, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? But transformation is warfare. Because there's some deep stuff that can be in you. Thoughts, reasonings, mindsets, information that fights your destiny. All these things wage war or seek to block true transformation. How do you know you've not been transformed? We talked about this. Because what your, well, the information or the knowledge you have does not equal your reality. Amen. You know this. You're not ignorant of this. You know that to be true. But it ain't true in your reality. Amen. It's not in your walk. Somebody over here say amen. Amen. It's not in your walk. Right? Come on, we're all in this boat together. God wants to transform us. And I want to point out some things that have hindered our transformation. By the way, Pat got saved. Yeah, after smacking the devil out of me, God showed me, he said, you don't always have to cast the devil out. Sometimes I will overcome with my love. I could have tried to cast that devil up and broke all up too, like them other guys. But it was the love of God going back and treating her like she was a human being and humbling myself. And God showed me, look, this is how I raised you. Hmm? See, sometimes we try to solve things or overcome things in our own strength. Say amen, lights. This is where most saints are guilty of.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Financial stress is one of the greatest causes